Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah.
Sweet
donkey. I'm having a good night. I'm looking right at Evan Haver.
I'm drinking out of the bottle right now.
I'm going to drink right out of the bottle.
I'm going to drink out of the bottle too.
Second bottle.
Yeah. I want third.
Are you guys really drinking out of bottles over there?
Yeah.
We are. We're drinking out of a custom Follow Me Lead Slingers bottle, and that's no bullshit.
Follow me.
Put some hair in your chest.
Oh, man. I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day.
It's a Fort Benning thing.
Yeah. Do they sell that in stores or is that on the website?
Nope, that is custom. You don't get that. We made that custom.
That's for us.
Fort Benning and us.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here.
That's daddy's little drink.
That's like having a Pappy Van Winkle, a bottle of Pappy on you.
Yeah.
That is daddy sauce.
It's like having a childhood but without the rape.
Right? Oh. Welcome to Drinking Bros.
It's cool.
Dude, I was once sitting on the couch at my friend's house downstairs. I started playing a guitar song saying, "Every girl has a molesting uncle." And the girl that the guy went home with the night before came stomping downstairs and goes, "That's not funny. I have a molesting uncle."
Well, look, to be fair,
you just proved my point.
To be fair, the statistics are kind of with everyone on that one. So,
please tell me you Cold Stone looked at her and like, and that's why I
just
wrote
kept
the song.
Singing. I was like, "Every girl."
He didn't even recognize that she was there in the room.
Yeah, who is this hole speaking to me?
The wall is talking. What are these noises?
How is this hole
conversation going with myself?
With myself.
The hole is talking. The hole is talking.
What is that, light switch broken?
Boy.
Flippering up and down.
We don't often have the name of our episode in the first 18 seconds, but we just got it. The hole is talking.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That is good.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
When I fart, that's what I say. The hole is talking.
I just say that when any female is speaking.
Oh my god, that's insanely sexist. I don't know how you're still married.
I don't say that to her.
The hole is talking.
What's crazy
that you're still married? I mean, it is absolutely crazy to me. You know?
Did you find your cat?
Yes.
You found the cat.
Yeah, the cat came back.
Why?
Hey, that was a
why.
Before we get into the sponsors, this is a Jared Taylor-ism. He walks in my office and he's like, I think I lost my cat. I was like, huh? And you're just at work? He's like, yeah. I saw the footprints out to the garage and then I looked for a minute and didn't see it. So I don't know. I think I lost it. I was like, hey, I mean, now to your defense, you did save the cat's life because it was a stranded kitty back three, four years ago.
Yeah.
So, but you found the cat.
Here's the thing. It is a cat.
You grabbed her by the pussy.
She was out for over 24 hours, like in this, and it was snowing like fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And when she came back, though, she was warm. She wasn't even cold.
She probably went to somebody else's house.
That is what a cat feels like. It's the first time Jared actually touched that cat.
It's warm.
Oh, this is a warm animal. I didn't realize this wasn't a lizard.
I thought this was
a lizard.
Who made you get this cat, Jared? Was it your wife? Because I know you didn't want the goddamn thing.
We were in the garage, and she just wandered in, and we snapped some photos with her, and she became tactical kitty.
El Pasoans are pretty bad with pets, and someone must have just threw it as a little tiny cat kitty.
Yeah, she was tiny.
Threw it to die, and it came stumbling up and gave it milk and food, and 4 years
later. I gave her a can of tuna.
Oh, boy. Look at you. You're a hero. You're our little hero.
And then you gave her a vacation in the snow shed.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Kind of like his dog. I showed up there the other night. I drove in, pulled in. And the dog's outside. Actually, both of you were inside fucking half wasted. I was coming over to do some more work. And Bella's outside barking as if she'd been out there for, I don't know, several hours. And Jared's like, what? Do I have a dog? When did this happen? I'm like, no, you've had a dog for several years.
You need your wife
in
the house.
That is a Louisiana, what is it called?
A Catahoula leopard.
Yeah,
a
Catahoula leopard that chases pigs in Louisiana swamp. It is not built for Salt Lake in the snow.
You've got to be
fucking kidding me. I didn't realize that I had a dog. Didn't realize that. I thought I had a giant lizard.
I thought I had two lizards. A big lizard?
I thought they were the
and
same
then a small
thing.
Lizard
I mean,
that goes,
it is true. Like, I don't touch the dog.
He doesn't touch
I don't
any
touch
of the, animals.
The dog.
I know, because when the dog jumped up on the couch the other day, he's like, get off. It's okay. It can sit and pet. I like, because I'm super friendly. I love my dog, but it's okay. Seriously. We all have our quirks, Jared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what Ross's quirks are? Is reading the fucking sponsors. So.
Hey, look at that.
Let's hear them.
Look at that, Sally.
I can't wait.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We got a few sponsors that pay for this whole shit to be on the air. First up, oh boy, you know when the Carnivore Club, it hits my lips, it goes down so goddamn good.
When it hits your lips, it feels like dicks.
Fuck, I love Carnivore Club.
I don't know if that's their motto.
Hey, look, it should be. Carnivore Club is a cured meat of the month club that delivers straight to your door. And I can say this for a fact, rain, shine, or hurricane, that motherfucking box will be at your door. It came to me through Hurricane Matthew. It's a great Christmas gift. It's especially for those hard to buy people. Like, you don't know what to get other dudes. You don't know what to get, nephews or uncles that, you know, molesting uncles or grandfathers.
Whatever the case
is. Get them a box of meat. Because if they're a fucking man, then they'll like a goddamn box of meat. And it's the finest box of meat you could ever have in your entire life. We're talking about salami, spicy spreadable pork. We're talking about bacon. They got bacon up in that motherfucker. That's the best bacon I've ever had in my whole life.
And they do, like, because they find like local gourmet or whatever it is, and they source them from these like local family.
Yeah, like
businesses.
The best. Yeah, yeah, the best.
The best. So it's fucking legit.
It's the best shit ever. Look, kids, head to carnivoreclub.co. That's carnivoreclub.co. Use the promo code MANUP. And guess what? Because it's December, because it's Christmas, they're giving you 15% off now. 15% off. Go to carnivoreclub.co. Use the promo code MANUP for that 15 motherfucking percent. It'll be the best 15% off in your entire life. Love Carnivore Club. The next sponsor, this is breaking news to the show. Breaking news to our audience. Look, you know they're a fan fave. They have been for the entire year.
I'm itching at the bit. Who
I know,
is it?
I know. Look, we drink this shit literally all goddamn day long, so it's only right what happened today is happening for all of 2017. We're talking about StrikeForceEnergy.com. In 2017, StrikeForce Energy will be presenting the show to you, so that it'll be Drinking Bros brought to you by StrikeForceEnergy.com for all of 2017. They're one of our favorite products
I feel like I just found out that Santa Claus is real.
It's
and
real.
I found
it's
Waldo
real
and I found I Waldo. This is just a great night.
I know.
Actually takes a shit.
Yeah. We love StrikeForce Energy more than life itself. Sean Mattson, Bruce Schley, and the boys
Santa.
Yeah, they're pumping out the best shit possible. Plus, they got new flavors. Because if you like the old one, they've got grape, lemon now, and they've even got a pumpkin spice one which is the fucking jam. Those are on pre-order right now.
God, you went full basic bitch right there, dude.
Oh, you know I love Strikeforce so much. This makes me nothing.
No,
has
no,
made
I'm
me
talking about you
week.
Went pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my God, what a
open. Hold on,
you had to.
Oh, is Black Rifle Coffee and Sean Mattson talking about doing an extra kick of caffeine?
What?
A collaborative?
Are we doing this?
What?
Yes.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So we're kids. We're going to StrikeForceEnergy.com for all of your energy needs. It's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch. It goes in beers, waters, and it now goes in coffees.
My saying is I'm just trying to laugh and come a lot, and sometimes I get tired, so I need to drink Strikeforce.
Yeah!
Goddamn right. If you laugh or come too much, you need to pick me up.
And Santa!
Those Stradkas are the best thing ever. The Strikeforce and vodka, the Stradkas are the best thing ever. They've also got those 100 squirt pump things that are fucking amazing. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code DRINKINGBROS. You get 20% off of every single order, and they ship everywhere in the entire world. And they'll be rocking our little hearts out for 2017.
You know who else ships everywhere in the world? Santa.
Oh my God.
Santa. Next up, we got warfightertobacco.com. Yeah.
Woo!
They're 100% combat veteran owned. They are the finest cigars in all of the land. Rocco is a co-owner of the company. Look, real men.
Rocco is the member of the podcast, but he just hasn't been here for a while.
He will be back shortly. He will be back shortly. He's having more kids somewhere. He'll be back.
Yeah, he gotta populate the earth, but he'll be back. We miss and love you, Rocco.
Couple more kids.
But in the meantime, look, Rocco's got a signature cigar. Drinking Bros have a signature cigar. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Real men don't vape. They don't smoke hookahs. They smoke fucking cigars. If you're celebrating, if you're partying, if you're mourning, go to warfightertobacco.com. Get yourself a cigar. They're made with Cuban seeds, hand-rolled in the Dominican Republic. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off, and they've got a dope-ass line of shirts, which I'm a big fan of.
Dude, you just made a really solid point, because you can smoke a cigar at any level in life, whether you're celebrating, mourning. That's impressive. It's true. Like, you're not going to be like, my grandpa died, let me smoke a cigarette, but you smoke a cigar in his honor. Yeah. That's a fucking tribute to some legacy.
You're a fucking man.
A tribute.
When you went to Tenacious D.
Tenacious D.
Warfighter Tobacco.
So go to warfightertobacco.com. Scott Jensen, send me some of those XX t-shirts. Playboy, I'm a big fan of those shirts. Next up, we got A Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes. The greatest book ever written, the finest book in the land. By the way, I get like 5 emails a day about this book. Everybody's like, yo, finally read the fucking book you keep talking about. God damn it, it's fucking hilarious, dude. To Scott Lenker, who sent that email in today. You're welcome for my brilliance. It is the greatest book ever written.
Until, and its humility.
Until Matt Best Freedom the Fuck On comes out next year in August. Then
we're gonna change lives, Ross.
Wow. We are. It'll be replaced with the new greatest book of all time. But in the meantime, get it for your stocking stuffers, for your loved ones. Put it under the Christmas tree at Night She Cries While He Rides the Steed. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, every store there is. And the Audible's done by me. You're welcome. Next up and last but not least, we've got Black Rifle Coffee. Evan Hafer, tell us a little something about it.
Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee company that roasts the finest, freshest coffee in the United States and delivers it in the shortest amount of time.
And no one can tell us that that's wrong, because any other company that's full of hipster fucking fucks, we will fuck them up.
Yeah, we did have this wager, which was like every other coffee company CEO would I was watching this.
You challenge him to a duel. That's what it was.
I was watching this video of some other fucking weirdo hipster coffee company fucktard, man, and the guy was so fucking pathetic. It was ridiculous. It was absolutely
You need to show
ridiculous.
Us this.
I'll show it to you, but I'm not even going to say their name, their coffee company.
No, fuck
no. I mean, why would you say a name that sounds like
Evan, I actually saw I saw that video. I know exactly who you're talking about, by the way. And I thought
you really?
Yes, and I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
There is suddenly a lot of people trying to pop up in that space, and I can't figure out why. But making good coffee is hard. So
it's hard, man. It is hard.
It's really hard, and it's real easy to be shitty at it. And the ones that keep popping up seem to be these shitty brands, but like they kind of just fall by the wayside. I don't hear from them ever again. The only
bone I
will have to pick with you, though, Evan, is I tried to buy a sweatshirt today, and I typed in a promo code MBEST11X, and it didn't work. It didn't work.
Oh, dang.
So.
He's trying to slander. Are you trying to slander my name?
Are you sure that you actually used it right?
I did.
I'm looking at it right now.
I used all caps.
Looking at it right now.
I used lowercase. I used all caps. I tried different variations. I was going to grab a couple sweatshirts. I'm a big fan of those. We wore them in New York. And
34 other people today were able to use it. So
is it all caps? Is it all 30, caps?
No, it's all lowercase. Oh. MBEST11X, all lowercase.
It's the number 11. You're not spelling out 11.
Yeah. Oh, I put in the picture of the little kid from Stranger Things. Maybe that's right. Maybe that's it. Yeah.
I will say you're probably the only CEO of a coffee company that wears a gun-shaped coffee.
Well, that's your design. I wear it.
I'm wearing it on my body right now.
So you're honoring me. I appreciate that.
I'm honoring you.
I'm wearing it on my body right now.
So, yeah, so technically, you're inside of me because it's on your head.
Yes.
Oh,
that is a technicality.
Wait.
Evan.
Oh, look at that,
Evan. I'm gonna be realsies with you for a moment.
Hit it.
Huge fan actually of all of your apparel. Even though we're friends, I still try to buy your shit today and. You guys, there's nothing. The sweatshirt, because I wear all
that's a
all
lie. He asked me
shit.
For a promo code, and I said, I'm not in charge. And
I know. I wore, whenever we're all together, I usually jack some of Matt's shit. I'm a big fan, and I got that mug. You gave me that mug. Big fan of the mugs. Big fan of the sweatshirts. Whatever clothing you're using, I like it better than another company you guys have. Is that bad?
Article 15 clothing?
No.
No, because like the way I think it's structured is like Art 15 has more of that really niche, like very, what do you want to say, overtly offensive apparel, where like Black Rifle, you can always pull one out from the closet and throw it on and call it a day and walk out in public, where you're like, I don't know if I can wear this fuck sensitivity.
Yeah,
shirt.
I know. I was getting some weird looks the other day and I didn't understand it. And then I realized I was wearing Bitch I Operate on my shirt.
Yeah. No, or you Bitch I Penetrate.
Bitch I Penetrate. Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. But I what I like about the sweatshirts and all this shit, it's a classy line. You guys have a classy line of clothing there. And the Make Coffee Great Again hats are a fan fave as well. I like those.
Those are like my favorite. So they're delivering Jimmy John's right now because they were all in thirst for food. So
while Jared's devouring a 2-foot sub, let's get into it, kids. Because I'm pissed off tonight.
Why? Let's hear it.
Off?
Let's hear it.
You know, just yet another innocent Muslim terrorist attack. This time at the Ohio State University. which is my fucking alma mater. I went to school
where
there.
Where you went? Yeah. Is it the Buckeyes, right?
Graduated there, yes. The Ohio State Buckeyes. We got a fucking Somali. I want to see. They said he was radicalized. Was going for a free education. Decided to drive his car into a building, one of the buildings on campus, and then jump out with a butcher knife. He got about 10 people. Nobody is dead yet. Fortunately, nobody died. I said yet because there is a couple people in critical condition. They're Buckeyes, so they're probably gonna fucking live.
He was an immigrant, but he was here legally, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, he was from Somalia, then he was in Pakistan for 7 years, came here, you know, legally in 2014 under Obama's sweet vetting process.
I should have pulled it up, but there was, he had posted on social media almost a rant about the educational system, and I'm sure if anybody, it was everywhere. Did you see that, Ross?
I did. And it's, you know, he wanted.
Sorry, I wish I could pull it up. But
he was in our school newspaper called The Lantern. And
There you go.
He said that he wanted, there wasn't enough places to pray for Muslims, that he felt unsafe. We have the biggest, that's the biggest college in the nation. There's 65,000 kids that go to school there. There's plenty of goddamn space to pray.
There's
miles and miles of fucking prayer space. for you and your bullshit religion. And the thing that...
Oh, God.
The thing that...
yeah.
Because the other thing is, you know, with these fucking Somalis, there's a whole goddamn population in... the school's in Columbus, Ohio. They got... These refugees got placed there. There's like 40,000 of them living in this one, like, little town kind of outside the city. And... it's, you know, they don't want to fucking be there. We don't want them there. The police know never to go in that part of town. This fucker comes onto campus, drives his car into a fucking building, gets out with a butcher knife. And who's there within 60 seconds to stop that motherfucker? But an Ohio State police officer who, I mean, just absolutely dropped this dude in less than 60 seconds after this happened.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing is, though? Like, my first response to that, because I was like, it said active shooter. Well, it's like in 60 seconds, if that's true, 10 casualties, you're able to do that with a knife and a car. Like, and of course the left side of fucking gun ownership is going to, where are they? They're fucking silent when a firearm stopped it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when they think they're right, they're fucking attack the shit out of us. And then the second it's like, oh no, a fucking armed police officer, a campus police officer killed a dude. There you go. Fucking. How many mother? I mean,
you know how many lives he
rampaged.
Yeah,
dude.
And he's gonna be our drinking bro of the week at the end of the show. But like, do you know how many lives he saved?
Not even necessarily lives, but well, life and limb. Like fucking dudes. Like who knows if there was someone trying to do pre med there that it gets his fucking hand cut off. Cool. We never got a surgeon. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
And it was. And by the way, it was the engineering building. It wasn't like he ran into the art building. You know what I'm saying? Like he was going
cut him up in there.
All of the smartest kids like on campus. He was going in there. And it's like, but it goes to show you, like, in under that 60 seconds, when you're at a school of a population of that size, you can drive into a building. Everybody's going to rush out. And yeah, you could get 10 people with a knife pretty fucking easily when there's that many students. Or you know, normal
super
people.
Easy.
Yeah. No matter where you are. And nothing made me happier than to see that motherfucker dropped just on the corner. And God damn it, man. I don't really pray that much or anything, but obviously.
I would have been happier like if he got ran over by a steamroller feet first.
That would have been,
yeah. Look, there's a lot of things. I mean, they wet that guy down and lit him up. My question, so I wanted to kind of chat about this because this Somali culture, there's since the Obama administration has been in, there's been over 99,000 of them placed, you know, and other places. And I guess why is my question? Like they don't.
Why? Yeah, why? This is how to make areas more shitty.
Yeah. And they don't do like this kid was his education was getting paid for by taxpayers' money. He wasn't paying for shit. And yet he hates America.
Why?
Why are they
why
here?
Are we paying for a foreigner to go to school?
It's a funny part, like when, you know, we're a nation built of immigrants, right? But like in the early days it was like, who do we poach to make the greatest country ever? And now it's like it's the same thing of like, social programs, let's just hand out as much free shit to a bunch of fucking idiots instead of being like, oh, are you from Pakistan? Cool, we vetted you. You're a fucking surgeon. Let's bring you to America and contribute, and then you can reap the benefits of the society that we have. Like, that's how immigration should work. Are you a hard worker that's willing to fucking find a job here?
Well,
cool. Let's
so many other
do it.
Countries do it that way. Like Canada, you have to have a minimum amount of money saved in the bank just to apply.
Yeah, you know, why?
Sweden, you have to have a skill, like a fucking real skill.
A technical skill.
It's political correctness. That's what basically rots the country in from inside out.
Every facet.
What they've basically lobbied against, this is like, you know, refugee acts, and these things go back to like, what, straight back to like 1980s with Carter, where we're looking at it and they're saying, hey, we can't discriminate. So we can't say you have to have X amount of dollars in the bank.
Why?
Say,
why
refugees
not?
Refugees are coming.
It's our rules. We write the rules.
Yeah, but the people writing them are
fucking
idiots. The people that are writing them are idiots. And they're just looking looking for free votes, bro.
Hit an angle here.
Yeah, free votes.
Yeah, and look.
Government cheese.
Exactly. And look, this is one of the main reasons that Trump got into office. And like, hopefully he sticks by his word and corrects this shit. But like, now you have these weird fucking tent cities that are popping up with all these bullshit refugees. And it's fucking up like just normal society where it's like, God damn, that's a college, for Christ's sakes. Like, people are going to school there to learn, you know? I just hate these motherfuckers. And it's like, have you been to Somalia, Evan, at all?
No, absolutely not.
Have you been around there? Yeah, you have any connection with that culture? Like, because from what I hear from everybody in Columbus is like, look, they don't even want to be here. They shipped him over like we were doing some favor, but truthfully, they just want to go back to their country once they think this, you know, this war's going to end.
Straight up in Seattle, I was doing a ride along with one of my buddies out there last year, and we were driving through a section of Seattle, and basically they call it Little Somalia, and so they're provided housing that is much higher. It was a much higher standard than the condo that I had in Seattle. They're provided free housing. They get cell phones, housing, a check every month, like straight up. And it's right off, it's like quite literally in Capitol Hill, right off Capitol Hill, right down from Seattle U. It's a really nice like housing area. It's like, man, these are really nice houses. He's like, oh, these are all like refugee housing, bro. It's like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. So people get here, they've never paid a dollar in tax ever in their lives. And they don't pay rent. They don't pay rent.
They're getting free money.
But I'll tell you what, get a couple mortgage payments behind, and the tax-paying American, man, he's going to get his shit ripped right out of his hands.
Yeah, ruin his credit.
Hey, we're going to give it to these Somali refugees.
Yeah.
that's a really good plan, guys. You guys are fucking excellent planners.
Jeez. But
brain trust.
But so my question is, who are we helping here? Because we're bringing these fuckers over. Clearly, they don't want to be here because they don't want to do shit in society or just fuck shit up. So who are we helping and why are they here? Like, did they seek out, like, hey, I want to go to America? Like, none of them have said, oh, my God, I love being in America. I love being an American.
Yeah. Really? I mean, you're going to – I don't think anybody has an answer for that. It's the policymakers that are – Fucking the middle class and their working man.
They're bribing a certain portion of the population in order to get more votes out of them. That's exactly what it is. So when you look at nationally, and you've got like, you know, let's just say people from Pakistan, people from Somalia. Any person, when I say that, any person that dedicates a lot of time and energy to paying their taxes, paying their mortgage, kind of upward economic mobility, they can't really buy into this wholesale, I guess, socialist dream of carving out a portion of your salaries every month and redistributing amongst the other people, right? So I'm trying to be super politically correct in a way that's like really not it's unfashionable for me. But ultimately, what you have is you've just got a portion of the political infrastructure, mainly the liberals, that are buying votes. That's what they're doing. So when you have voter legislation that's passed and it's like you don't have to present ID, what does that do? And when you have a large scale, let's say, influx of illegal immigration, and then you've got huge government subsidies to illegals that don't require any ID, like, who are we going for? Like, what's the voting population that you're basically buying at that point? The vote wouldn't have been even close in this country if it would have been taxpaying Americans against taxpaying Americans. Landslide. Landslide yeah, victory.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And this will lead me to a much broader question for you, Evan, because this was, you know, I was on a text thread with, you know, 15 of my buddies from Ohio State. We were talking about this fucking guy, and like it kind of
15 dudes.
Yeah, and it got out immediately, and it was like one of the main questions that everybody asked is like, dude, do you think this society can coexist with Muslim?
I don't, honestly, like general Muslim culture, maybe, but where it's going, no. And like that's my biggest concern with everything. It's like the Muslim population, and especially on the left side with fucking American culture, when you say like Muslim extremism, that's like, it's crazy. They're like, that's fuck, you can't say that. And at the same time, like, if I considered myself a Christian and there was like brutal acts in humanity that were murdering people in the name of Christianity, I would step out as a Christian and be like, yo, that's not what I represent. How do we as a culture change the world perception of who we are? But that's not fucking happening. And if it is, it's on such a minute or small scale that no one's hearing it. So it's all we're getting is fucking the hardcore left liberal side defending fucking actions of these fucking brutal people for what?
Yeah, what's the end
game? For nothing.
Yeah, what's the end game? I don't get it.
What, to grow that side more so in fucking 20 years we have them in politics and we have they're stopping at nothing to fucking break down Western culture. And if people are so fucking, and not sound like too conspiracy theory, but it's kind of the way it's going, man.
Yeah, and because I'll be honest with you, my answer was no. I don't think you can. I don't think you can coexist with that in particular religion in this culture, and not have to worry about, you know, being afraid for shit all the time. I mean, look, you know, everybody always says on the left, oh my God, America was built on immigrants. We were all immigrants. No, they were immigrants who came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to be Americans. They wanted to be free. They wanted to create.
They wanted to build.
They wanted to build. Yes. Contribute to a contemporary society where you reap the benefits of a collective effort, not fucking break it down in a fucking horrible, violent ideology. So the contrast couldn't be greater in that statement. And it's like, that's why I get so fucking dumb with these idiots on these college campuses today, because the infrastructure of education is toxic. I went to fucking college I graduated like 3 years ago, and I was just mind blown by the fucking idiots in there. And it's not even like I'm not that smart of a dude, but like I have the ability to be like, that doesn't work. But they follow this rhetoric and this policy that the outcome is fucking horrid. It's horrid. There's no positive thing. It's like, well, we should be sensitive. We shouldn't call someone a fucking extremist because it could hurt their culture. Fuck you. You're an extremist. Let's put a fucking bullet in your head.
Well, I mean, I saw this video, it was like a music, like rap thing put to some music. It was creative, but the message in it was the guy showed a picture of a car 100 years ago and a car now. He showed a picture of, you know, a typewriter and then a computer and a phone now. And then he showed a picture of a classroom and a classroom now, and it hasn't changed. Like, and his point he was driving was, we created classrooms the way they were in the early 1900s to create factory workers. Like you sit in a line, you raise your hand when you want to speak, you have a set time that you go to lunch and recess, and you ask to go to the bathroom. You're creating fucking, you know, blue collar line workers. And nowadays it's like, we haven't changed. We haven't progressed. We haven't changed the system of learning. We haven't done anything in that entire space to say, okay, what works now?
Well, and honestly, back to the education thing, that's literally what's happening. It's like in society these days and the educational system, I think it's so fucked. You're creating the divide of like social stratification. So it's like you're building bigger gaps in between the rich dudes and then the people on the bottom. And the people on the bottom are actually fighting for the people on the top unknowingly. And it's fucking bizarre to me.
Yeah,
fuck them all. I just want to drink whiskey and fuck butts, man. Is that too hard? You know, get my head cut off. You know, that's all I want.
That's it. And it's like, you know, and the last point on this is like, instead of dragging these shitty people from their war torn countries that don't want to be here, fuck, leave them there. Or why are they having kids? Why are they even having kids at that point? If you live in a shitty war torn country, pull out. Like. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
That's what I want to deal with right now. I can't deal with the war in my neighborhood, but we should really have a child.
Yeah, like this fucking kid. His parents were in Somalia.
You know what goes great with genocide? Pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like this fucking Somalian kid. Look, that's been a war-torn country for fucking 30, 40 years at this point. You having a kid on top of it, what the fuck do you think was going to happen? The parents were so shocked that he's a murderer. No, why? That's what you grew up in. That's what you had him
in.
They're
not fucking shocked. They're probably fucking praising his name and praying for him after he's fucking dead.
You're absolutely right.
Talking to the media that he was a young, beautiful kid and we don't know where he went, and they're high-fiving behind closed doors because he's a fucking martyr.
Telling
bullshit.
You, if you start fucking with their whole belief system, you stop some of these guys in their tracks. You throw that body in a fucking hole with a bunch of pigs and say, okay, we took away your afterlife. Any Muslim that commits a fucking act of terror on U.S. soil, we will take away your afterlife.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So,
and for anybody,
they fear Allah. All right. Well, we're gonna fuck you over after you're dead. So you can't be excited to die.
Guess what? If you're Muslim and you want to come over and have a beer with me, whatever, or tea, whatever, we're cool.
Exactly.
You live a happy life. I'm cool with it. I'm cool.
Yeah,
cool. If you light people
but
up in a train station
around
with an AK, you're going in a fucking shallow hole with a bunch of pigs.
But the funny thing is, all these celebrities who fight for these, you know, oh my God, we should have humanity and fight for the refugees. You take the fucking refugees into your home then. You know what I'm saying? Like Lena Dunham's got a house that's big enough for fucking 9 of them. Take 9 refugees inside your house and stop building.
I don't know why anyone
bunkers.
Allows Lena Dunham to
but
speak.
That's a dumb thing. It's like a blind empathetic like statement where you're saying, oh, let's save the lives. Of course. Do we want to see fucking humans die? No, we don't. But we're actually a bunch of fucking. I always like that comment in The Matrix. Like we're a virus. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Like,
but the other thing is, like, I'm reading all these, like I've read all these things on displaced or refugees in the Middle East. You've got these countries that don't take refugees. So, like,
yeah.
All the Middle Eastern countries, they'll just deny them. Nah, we're good.
We're good.
we're good. But hey, let the fucking idiots over here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Let them take all these Somali fucking Pakistani extremists.
Obama, did you just say you want 100,000?
Well,
oh, we'll give you
100,000. How about this, though? Why are even military-aged males coming? Why aren't you defending your fucking, your right, your properties and your rights?
Like, because they have a war. They've got jihad, bro. They got to get it to America. In order to do that shit.
Yeah, they gotta fuck it. Exactly. Like, dude, it's down.
Jihad, bro.
Hey, man, I got this jihad.
It's like jihad
going
on, bro.
All those Californians out there that are fucking, you know, saying that they're gonna secede from the U.S., like, they're not gonna stand up and fight.
No, hey,
same one screaming, we are seceding from the U.S. It's like, okay. Here's your rifle and here's your helmet. Get ready because the U.S. is going to fight you.
You know what they're, by the way, Jared, you know what they're doing? And this is a real thing. This article came out today. All the celebrities, all those people in California, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, all those guys who are fighting for the fucking left and the fucking new world, they're all building bunkers. Bunker building this year is up 700% in the state of California, and it's all high-class celebrities and business owners. Bill Gates has this underground bunker that's like 3 miles. He's got this, and it's got enough food for like 50 years in it. Zuckerberg, fucking Spielberg, all those guys have these underground bunkers. If you're not afraid of what's going on above ground, why the fuck are you building a bunker underground?
My favorite comment, it's Ronnie Coleman. Everybody wants to be a bodybuilder. No one wants to lift this heavy ass weight. That's exactly what the fuck it is. They know what they're doing. They know how they're contributing. And the second it gets worse enough, I'm going to go hide in my fucking rich bunker with my PSD, with my fucking food supply, and let the world burn.
Yeah.
You fucking fuck. That's not being a patriot. That's being the fucking opposite, you cunt fucking cum guzzler. There you go.
And it's like, dude, every time a bunker is
built. Hold on. I want to retract, though. A cunt cum guzzler. I've had a few of those in my day, and they're really fun. So, girls, if you are that, I'm sorry. Don't
Santa Claus!
Santa Claus!
All the liberals that used to, like, just bash all these conservative weirdos. Like, oh, I can't believe these preppers.
Preppers.
I can't believe them. They're fucking crazy. They've got bunkers.
No, no, but it's the same thing. Like, literally, they're building a bunker that's armored and probably weaponized. Oh, and they're like, well, I didn't touch the guns.
Yeah.
Those weird PTSD military guys did.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, you are so fucked. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fire suppression's just based on semen. Sprays into my bunker.
Sprays into Bend my bunker over. And my bum.
Wouldn't it be crazy to have, like, a semen dispensary in there, just like, I just love that semen. God. It's high in protein.
Be like on a bicycle pump. I'm just like pumping it in.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you ever got rich enough?
On the bike?
You build your own bunker and you're doing a walkthrough. Like, so here's where we have our food supply. Here's whiskey, of course. There's 100,000 gallons of horse semen there. Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
That's 100,000 gallons of horse semen. And, that's my pet dolphin swimming around in it. So that's how much money I have.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
You have enough salt water underground for a pet dolphin?
Get away from me.
Yes, I do.
That dolphin has human eyes.
This is a cryogenic chamber.
That dolphin has human eyes.
I replaced that dolphin's eyes with human eyes.
It looks a little bit weird, right? Yeah, that's how much money I got.
It actually
fucking
can.
Horse semen dolphin tank with human eyes.
The optical nerves wouldn't connect, but it looks really cool.
Oh, that dolphin's blind as shit.
But it looks cool.
But vocal cords in him, too. He can't talk.
Hold on.
He can't see.
You're going back to the dolphins. You want to fuck a dolphin blowhole.
I love it.
You get back to it.
I get back
time.
To it because it's the imagery of the dolphin. Fucking disgusting.
Dude, the fucking dolphin with human eyes swimming in a horse semen pool.
Yeah.
That's how much money I got? My bunker.
Yeah, my bunker.
That's what I
my
do.
Bunker. That's I'm what I got in my bunker.
From Hollywood. This is what I do.
All
the Hollywood types do, right, Russ?
Yeah, I think everybody who gets a bunker, it has to be registered publicly. That way, you know, next time a Bill Gates or a fucking Zuckerberg builds a bunker, it's like, oh, hey, it just goes out to the world publicly. And then you get to ask them, why the fuck did you build that bunker? And they've got to do a press conference on it.
I've got a great story about a bunker. I was in a bunker like a year ago. Fucking this thing was amazing, dude. 30,000 square feet.
Really?
They blew the top. Yeah. They blew the top off a fucking mountain, put a mansion on the top of
it. Where was it? Where was it? You know?
I can't disclose.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck off. Was it in the United States?
The guy's a super, super high fucking profile guy.
Was it in the United States?
Yeah. It was in Montana.
Okay.
Man, holy fuck, dude. This bunker was amazing. Like,
technologies they have at that place.
Dude,
Jesus
incredible.
Christ.
What was his reasoning for having it, did he say?
The international economic situation is a lot more unstable than all of us actually realize.
Evan, that was one of the main points in that article was that some people are blaming it on the economic situation, what's going to happen in Italy potentially. This is exactly what's
this is basically what he boiled it down to was during the economic collapse, I guess you could call it, or the largest transfer of wealth between working class and the ultra wealthy.
2008
when we did the, we were probably less than 10 minutes away from total economic collapse in the United States, and I would say that, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about. So and that's he's like, I went to work on this bunker right after that.
Just in case. But guess what? He carries a gun and says he likes a safe space that has lots of guns.
Oh yeah, he's
and
a,
probably
he's a
prostitutes.
He's a gun fanatic.
Wouldn't that be cool if you had? It wasn't like a cage, but like
a
living
prosti
quarters.
Room?
Yeah, it's like a
prostitute
like,
down there.
Well, this is where you breed. Like, listen, we're not gonna have sex.
No, like
I love
60,
my wife,
Ross.
But like, yeah, I need
there's
a breed.
60.
Yeah, because you got to repopulate
it's
with good genes.
Storage.
It's not prosti. Yeah. It's breeding storage.
Yeah. Oh.
Call it tranny
it's a
roulette.
It's a breed chamber.
Tranny
it's the
roulette.
Breed chamber.
Yeah. Wait,
I'll be down in
that's
the breed.
A tranny. She can't get pregnant. Yeah, but I might get bored down here. There will be no porn at that point in life.
Well, you've got a wide selection of prosties down here. You never know. It might be
there's
the next six, decade. I don't know what.
There's 65 of them.
I don't know
65.
Where my sexuality will be
we'll go.
In 10 years.
Yes,
so
I
just
know.
Prepared for everything.
Yeah, you would have to get them at like 18.
Hence the dolphin and the horse semen.
Yeah. The dolphin
with
the
human eyes. Did you just see my dolphin with human eyes and the horse semen tank?
I'm preparing for 10 years. Yeah. I don't know where it's going to go.
It's going to be dark and lonely in the fucking
By the way, what do dolphins eat?
Yeah. Fish.
Cheetos?
I haven't fed this dolphin in a while.
Definitely not dick because those teeth hurt.
I've just been feeding it Tito's vodka and Sun Chips.
It's not a white girl. Yeah. It's a dolphin.
That's a look, white, it's a white dolphin.
Yeah,
it's, a, that
it's,
the sorority
a, it's a white
dolphin.
Girl dolphin. It's a basic dolphin.
It's a basic
it's a Phi Kappa Alpha dolphin over there. That's what that is.
I will say this. If there was 60 prostis in an underground 30,000 square foot bunker, I think I'd rather live in the bunker. I'd rather live in like an above ground.
I'm a bunker guy.
Yeah.
I'm just a bunker guy.
And maybe just talk myself into it. Like if the market drops like 80 points, I'd be like, it's time to go underground.
So here's here's the question though.
The Dow's down.
Do you go to the prosty bunkhouse? Because I'd imagine like their quarters would be similar to like open bay military barracks.
What?
Like
just like pillows.
Bunk beds and everything. Like
No. I would want it like where they have kitchenettes where they don't have a stove or oven, then like a general entrance. So it's like you put them together. Like the blondes are in chamber A, and then they come out.
So they each have like a fucking apartment?
No, like a studio, like how we are in this room, where we're talking like 400 square feet, so they can go to sleep, so you can get your alone time. But then
you bring them to your alone time.
You never know where your sexuality is going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
I just mean,
you're in a bunker. You're going to get bored after a while.
In mine, it's an open bay. It's 60. It's 30 beds on one side, 30 beds on the other.
Your sexuality lives in 1993.
They got a foot locker. They got a foot locker and a rear locker. They're all just in there
fucking
chatting.
Fucking badass Camaro.
Why would you want them chatting? Then they can connive and overthrow the empire.
No, they can't.
You need to seclude.
They can't.
It's what's the five S's, right? Search. Whatever. I'm really washed up with this.
Search, secure.
Search, secure, speed to the rear.
Someone email that in.
Silence.
So you
segregate.
Yeah, but you select one each day or hour or whatever, and then you take them to the
each
other
hour.
Oh God,
I get shit.
Jared, what are you gonna? You're gonna get them sleep deprived. You're gonna get all drugged up.
Jared was acting tough. He would have like one, and she would give him a hand.
That's
job
what I would
like,
do.
Bro, it was awesome.
Just have all 65 just in a perpetual state of seer school with just fucking hoses and like slapping. I have a different form of pleasure, everyone.
Yeah.
Get on your fucking knees.
Called sadism.
Oh, no, seriously. You have to low crawl. I don't want you on your knees.
Yeah, work harder. Prostitutes don't do any sex work. They just do a ton of work around your house. Hey, different dreams for different folks.
Right? That's the beauty of America. Came back to
What could you have 65 women do every day? Like,
here's the thing. You can't have them
living
in the same
there's
room.
There's a lot of fucking sandwiches to be made.
You can't have them living in the same
this
room.
This is the very high in sex. I think they could be great managers.
And I also think they would make fantastic moms.
We have a barefoot policy. They're all barefoot.
I like that. I like the barefoot policy. But I mean, that's going to be cold for their cement floor.
So that's a question for the drinking bros, though. So the drinking broettes out there, the females that listen, what would you have for dudes if you could replicate that where you were the empress and you could have all the little,
broettes.
Like all the dudes out there, how many dudes would you have? Would you segregate them in like isolated chambers? Would you have all the dudes in an open bay so you walk out and there's a bunch of jack dudes like, oh, Brad needed some suntan lotion. You're like, there's no
sun. Girls,
we're in a fucking bunker.
If there's nobody that they have to report to, girls are nasty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think girls would be worse than guys.
They would just be like,
what I'm saying. Jared, you wanted 60 in the same room. Do you know how bad it would stink in there and they wouldn't fucking care? Like, girls behind closed doors are disgusting together.
They would all get on the same period cycle since they're living in the same bay.
Oh, boy.
Deal with that fucking week of your life.
You could run the entire house.
Yeah, you're
energy
on land and the sharks would be trying to fucking swim through the mountain to get to you guys. It'd be so much blood.
It'd be a lot to deal with. You don't consider these things, Jared.
You're
a one gal, one
hand
job
is a hysterectomy.
Type of guy.
What?
That's part of the hiring.
So Angelina Jolie's on your list. Oh, you got it.
Jerry's got the geriatric prosty fucking down there, just like 60 and above. You're automatically in, grandma.
You know what qualifies you? Menopause.
No,
Here's your calcium supplements. You're gonna need these.
That surgery prior to hiring.
Oh, or if they or if they already have it, then that's going to save him some money.
He's just I feel like that's you come to the family of the wife, you're like, you steal her away, just get a hysterectomy, and she'll live forever in a mountain.
I think Matt's correct in this. Yeah, I think Matt's correct in this.
There is no correct.
I'd be like Gaddafi, no just a prosty army. You know? Chicks cruising around with the
guns
with
a gold fucking whatever it was.
None of them would be loaded.
It's it's one hand job Taylor. Like it's one hand job right. Jerry.
Oh yeah,
you're a one gal one hand job type of guy, and that's who you are.
triple ditch.
a
girlfriend up with the first one.
Exactly.
He would fall in love. He would fall in love with the first one.
No, the first 20 minutes in the bunker would be over with.
He would get a hand job from one and find out one plays guitar, and then he would girlfriend up immediately.
Yeah, he's gone.
You like Blink 182?
Oh my God!
Oh
so
my
do
God!
I.
Where fucking peg are me. You?
That's exactly what it is. You're a one. You're
eat
a one
sandwich.
One hand job, Jared. You're a handy guy, and you'll partner up with the first girl who's the first gal in the dance, and that's what you do. And there's nothing wrong
like
with that.
That scene from Step Brothers with the girl where he's like, favorite deli sandwich, Jimmy John's, do we just come best friends?
Yep, and that's exactly what it is.
And then the other 64 would sit there and scissor each other.
Yeah.
And then I would come in and have sex and get them all pregnant.
No, they can't because they're all fucking scraped.
Well, I will try to get their
mouth. Oh, my
pregnant.
God. Did you
say
they're
mouth
all
get
scraped?
Pregnant because I will try.
This is a super weird episode.
They're all
I'm having lots of fun. Great. I like this episode.
Jared.
A prosty army.
Here's a mouth.
What?
Here's a mouth,
what,
baby.
What, Ross?
Prosty the snowman. I you just said you want all the women scraped so they can't
scrape.
They're all barren. They're all
they can't
barren.
Bleed.
They can't get. Oh, boy.
Come on her face and call it a baby shower. You know?
Yeah. It wouldn't even matter. For you, Jared, you wouldn't be inside any of them. It'd just be that one hand job and a sandwich. And then night time. Yeah.
Every night he'd be sleeping on the beanbag next to her bed. Hey, do you want to cuddle? No.
No, I don't.
Come on.
Sleep on the love sack.
Who let this dog in here?
Hey, you're my prosty.
Why is there two lizards? Sweetheart, those are dogs.
You're my prosty.
Yeah, your fucking nice. Cat. Your cat will have survived for
they
somehow.
Just wear numbers. In my bay, they only wear numbers.
Oh boy, you're going prisoner. You're going full prison. Like they're not even prostitutes.
Full
they're
on.
Prisoners.
This is not a bunker. Yes, it's a penitentiary at this point.
Jerry just says open bay penitentiary, prosty daydream. I've got like a workforce daydream where they're just like making shit and like rowing the
the electricity,
sowing the seeds of the garden, and
that would be like
printing and welding.
A good analogy to us in business would be you would like be running the workship of 65 females. I would be running it like with you, but then I'd sneak off an hour or two a day just to do some weird shit with the prosties, and then I'd come up. Oh no, I said to do a. I got a snack.
Just
I got
a
snack
over here.
Just got a quick.
Jared's like I gotta go.
No, see,
the prisoners.
So we're now combining the giant bunker, and you have me. You guys would have me down in the bottom level in charge of power.
No, that's way too much responsibility.
That's a lot of responsibility.
You'd be in charge of entertainment or something.
I would have to make sure the girls are all pedaling their bikes.
As this conversation keeps going, as it keeps going on, Jared, you were literally just a slave master of like old school, like 16th century ways where you're like, man, you know what would be awesome is if they were all chained together. if they were all shackled for the first 60 days and then they got freedom for an hour.
I would constitute no showers first 40.
Why?
Why?
What benefit?
Why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, why? I want to like the smell.
God.
You never tried to rip apart a grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh my God. What?
I don't know what that means.
It
It's the vagina. It's so scary. Oh, God.
You've never tried to rip apart a grilled cheese sandwich.
Did they put ham in the sandwich?
Oh, God. You'll see.
Oh, boy. Welcome to a new low on Drinking Bros.
I like this. Is OG Drinking Bros. I love
it. Yeah, this is great.
This is great.
Yeah, we got way too serious the last, like, 40.
Not even close.
We had up the grilled cheese eating, apparently.
Yeah, fuck. We talked about a $40 prostitute on the last episode. So I would say we're only going down from here.
That was fun, you know?
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. All right.
We got nothing after that, Jared. That
no,
was
no. We're going to the Drinking Bro of the Week at this one. The Drinking Bro of the Week, I talked about it earlier. This one was submitted by me. And everybody who attends the Ohio State University, the greatest university in the land. This one goes out to OSU police officer Allen, and I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. Harujku for icing that fucking Somali in under 60 seconds. Dude, you saved a lot of lives. You were there in a gun-free zone, by the way. Ohio State is a gun-free zone. You had your gun. And miraculously, we're able to stop that motherfucker from chopping up more people. So, to Alan, cheers, man. We love you.
Cheers.
And, cheers, buddy. Way to be proactive. Good job.
We appreciate you protecting our university. Go Bucks. To all the Buckeyes out there that are listening or anybody in Ohio. If anybody knows Alan, by the way, we'd love to have him on the show. That'd be fucking awesome.
Dope.
That'd be awesome. So if anybody knows Alan, reach out to him. Tell him the Drinking Bros would love to have him on as a guest.
We'd love to have you as a guest to talk about Bunker with 65 Prostitutes.
It won't all be serious. We're going to talk about what's inside the grilled cheese, you know?
this is a personality test. I mean, you have to, this is something we need to ask all of our friends. How do you see your Bunker with 65 whores?
Yeah.
I want why the female they, version.
Why, yeah, why are they
I
whores?
I want the female version.
Why are they whores?
What?
Why are they whores suddenly? Yeah, they're prosties. Just, you know, they're not.
Like, it's not a prostitute. They're prosties. That's like, hey.
They're prosties.
It's like a lighter version.
Would you be a male prosty for the female?
Yeah.
With 64 other dudes?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, God. No, it wouldn't
be. Oh, man.
That would not be good.
You cross your fingers and hope you get picked.
What?
I don't know. Like a lighter through your head in a teen movie.
Picked for what? There was no context there.
What?
Yeah. Getting picked for what?
If she fucked. Comes out to select, yeah, you hope you're going to be the one that's picked.
Oh, no, there's 65 dudes. She's just going to throw a fucking turkey baster in there, and whoever gets her pregnant had the best semen.
No, I think it's like The Bachelorette. I think it's like The Bachelorette where she chooses. I think Jared's right on this. The only time I will say on this entire episode that Jared might be right. I think it'd be like The Bachelorette where they would come out, you would talk to her, and it would probably be down to me and Matt, let's be honest. And then, then she gets to bone somebody. You know,
You know what would suck about
plot twist? We would both fuck her up.
Yeah, the reciprocal to this, what sucks is a chick would have probably 30% of her lot of 65 males that she just would not want to fuck. And that would be unfair.
Now you
like whereas you know, we wouldn't leave anybody out. See, we're polite.
Yeah.
We like it all.
Right.
Well, you selected them.
Right, true. Okay, fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
You do select him. And by the way, it's, to the broettes out there, there was an uprising, Matt, to your point earlier about that we should have the broettes discuss what they wanted. They said, and I quote, "We would like to have our own show. We would like to have one show on where it's just the broettes. You don't know how disgusting we get in Drinking Broettes and the Drinking Broettes group." So I said, fine, do a fucking show with the broettes, submit it, and just make sure it's an hour. We'll put fucking, I'll do the sponsors. I'll do the sponsors.
That I'd love to have if we could like fly out
have
two,
like four of them.
Two or three on the show, and then they sit down with us because then we'll see who gets weirder.
Yes.
And
I guarantee
the drinking broettes, you cannot go down a tunnel that will beat me in disgustingness because I mean, cleaning off the dust of Pandora's box. You don't want me to open it, so bring it on, drinking broettes.
Bring yourself to Salt Lake City, the new drinking bros studio. Is it Black Rifle Coffee? It accommodates how many women could be on the mic, Jared?
65.
Perfect.
Oh yeah.
But how many mics
that comes
are in
out?
There?
We'll make sure
we have enough equipment to expand.
Perfect.
So, yeah, whatever you want.
So if there is any drinking broettes that want to come out and have a drinking bro versus broette show, come on out to Salt Lake City and we will accommodate you and listen to your counter arguments on this. We're down.
Perfect.
We're down. Yeah. Last but not least, go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for all your fucking sweet t-shirt needs for the holidays. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode. For Evan Hafer, Matt Best, Jared Prosty, the Snowman Taylor, and Ross Patterson. I am out of here. I will not shackle you. You get to fucking have your freedom in my bunker.
Later, guys. Thanks.
I love you.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.